this is what makes a halak. Otherwise, it's treif. Otherwise, it makes you pasulados. This is the only reason why it's okay. Okay. Shustarashi Kailo. I'm gonna break the trend again. I'm gonna speak sitting down. Partially because that's what I like doing, and also because I think there are gonna be probably more questions here than answers. Answers will be mostly speculation, and the questions will be, I think the questions are valid questions. So that's what we're gonna do. We're learning. And I'm not saying a chavur, we're learning. And we'll see what happens. Okay. So the Gemishna on Daf Samach tells us the rule, Kamasiyom Kippurim Ha'amal HaSeder, Im Hikte Ma'asel HaChaver Lo Asa Klo. And the Gemara, in that context, quotes the Machlagis of Yudra and Nechamias, referred to a few times in the Masechta. What is, on which Avodas is the Shinoi Seder Ma'akiv? So Rav Yudra says, only in Farah Manas and Big Day Lavan Bifnim. And Rav Nechamias says, anything that's Nasa Big Day Lavan, even Bachutz. For right now, we'll get back to this later, we're going to assume that Bifnim means in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. See, Rambam maybe doesn't say like that, but we're going to assume right now, Bifnim means the Kodesh HaKadoshim, everything else is Chutz. Fine, so where does it come from? So the Gemara explains, basically, it's Machlokes, how to darshan the Pasuk, Vaisa Zos Lachem L'chukas Olam, so Zos is a Miyut, and also there's Achas Bashan on that Pasuk, so Zos and Achas to Miyutim. So Rav Yudah says, that's been my Big Day Lava and Bifnim and Big Day Lava Bachutz, and Rav Yudah says, and Rav Nechamia says, that's been my Big Day Lava Bachutz, and Nimuti Shirayim, because Shirayim are Ma'akev, and that comes into Machlokes whether Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev or not. Fine. So the Machlokes that probably either starts in Drushas or Machlokes in Shvicha Shirayim, it might end up mean that the fallout from the Machlokes might be, what is the Iker Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim that the Torah is Makvid on? Might be Machlokes anything that's Nasa Vigdi Lavan, or anything that's Nasa only Vigdi Lavan Bifnim, but it starts with Drushas. So now, we're going to be dealing with, yes, two and a half basic questions. One is, a shinoi in what compared to what is ma'akev, number one. Number two, what thing becomes puzzle? There's the two avodos that are switched. That's one question. The second question is, which of those avodos becomes puzzle if you switch? And number three, we're dealing with the Gemara talks about on Samach and Beis, Samach Aleph and Aleph, Sorech Pnim Kipnim Dami, and how that relates to this part of the sugya. Fine. So let's start with Rashi. You're going to be reading a lot of Rashi. Rashi's the hardest one in this sugya. So Rashi says on Daf Samach, this is a side hara, but we'll say it because it'll become significant later, I think. Rashi says b'mishna seinu, in the Mishnah. Lafuke what? So Chayra Rashi saying lafuke in the Psukim, because there, if you read the Psukim, so we all know that there is something that's shalom ala seder. Namely, Hotzal Skafu Machta. And Rashi is saying, don't think that the pshat of the Mishnah is anything that the Torah writes in order, Im Hikti Ma'aseh L'Chavero Lo Asa Klum, but if the Torah wrote it out of order, then don't worry about it. That's not the pshat of the Mishnah. The pshat of the Mishnah is anything that the Seder that's described in the Mishnayos, in Masechus Yoma, that Seder is Ma'akev. But the question of what's in the Psukim is not related necessarily to this rule. Right? And as we'll see, at least Pshuto, maybe we'll question this at the end, but Pshuto, Hotzos Kafu Machta, according to Rashi, is a regular example of this rule. Whatever you hold about Rav Yudah Rav Nechamia, Hotzos Kafu Machta falls squarely into whatever your rule is. Hotzos Kafu Machta is not an exception. There may be other Rishonim who say it is an exception, but Rashi, Pshuto, holds it's not an exception. If that's true, that's why Rashi had to say, when the Mishnah says, Komasi Yom Kippur HaMu'ma HaSeder, it doesn't mean in the Psukim, it means in the Mishnah. Because Hotzos Kafu Machta in the Mishnayos is Al HaSeder. So that's what that Rashi means. Now, what is Shitas Rashi? In terms of both the first two questions, will be the main two questions we deal with, what is Shinoi in what is Ma'akev, and what becomes possible when you do that invalid Shinoi Seder? So the problem is there seems to be a contradiction in Rashi. Rashi, the Gemara in Daf Mem, which is like the Gemara that throws everything off in this sugya, so the Gemara in the sugya of Hagrala, really, so the Gemara says, the Gemara has a brisa. Toshma, par ma'akiv is asoyer, visoyer in ma'akiv is apar. The par is ma'akiv, the seir is not ma'akiv, the par be matano shibifnim. So Gemara says, what is that case of soyer in ma'akiv es apar? So the Gemara says that If it means you did the matanos of the par in the heichal, which again we're going to assume is chutz, before the matanos of the sayer in the kodesh hakadoshim, which is bifnim, if that's what we're talking about, ein ma'akev, that's not true, chukka ksiv. Behu. That's subject to chukka. Ela, Gemara says, it's a different case, and we'll get to the hemshech Gemara soon. So, the problem is that matanos par beheichal are in avodas chutz. So, number one, it sounds like the Gemara is saying, you can have chukka on that, and all the Rishonim basically assume, based on the concept of the Gemara, that this Gemara is true even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Not just according to Rabbi Nechemiah, this is true even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this should be an avodas chutz, this should not be subject to chukka, so what does the Gemara mean, chukka ksibu? So, Rashi, and that's one question. The second question is, again, the Gemara implies that because chukuk sibu, about this you couldn't say par ma'akiv esapar, in ma'akiv esapar, about this you would say sa'ir, yes ma'akiv esapar. Which means that what would be puzzle, the Lashon Gemara implies, what would be puzzle is the matanos of the par. That's a double problem, right? Number one, the matanos of the par are not in avodas chutz, so why is chukuk sibu, number one, and number two, and if you're going to say, well, since one of them is an avodas pnim, the dam of the sar is an avodas pnim, so that's why chukuk sibu. But then we're passling the thing that's not the avodas pnim. We're passling the thing about which chukka is not written, the matanos par beheichal. So Rashi, at least Pshuto, Rashi fights both bullets, right? Rashi basically says, yeah, what's possible is the matanos par beheichal, even though it's not an avodas pnim, right? So it sounds like number one, according to Rashi, you don't need both of them to be avodas pnim. It's enough. Let's take the most minimal reading of Rashi right now is that if you have an avodas pnim that you're supposed to be doing, and instead you do an avodas chutz, that avodas chutz is possible. So why is that? So Rashi l'chora addresses that question. Dimas chukuk sibu. So Rashi says the hafilu Rabbi Yehuda moda da advar manasim bifnim ksiv chuka v'hare shino ze ba'avodas pnim shari hiktim la eshel chutz shehimu ucheres la. This is called you made a shinoi in the avodas pnim because you incorrectly preceded it with an avodas chutz. And that avodas chutz now is possible. So how did that happen? Rashi doesn't address the second issue, which is, well, how did that become possible then? But presumably, this is all the information Rashi gives me, this is all I need. Right? So I think what the Rashi sounds like, the Rashi means that because the hiktim avodas chutz created a shinoi beseder avodas pnim, namely, now it's later than it's supposed to be, so anything that which creates the shinoi is possible. Right? I think that's what Rashi means. It doesn't have to be an avodas pnim to be possible. Chukka doesn't have to go on this avoda for it to be possible. Chukka means that what creates a shinoi in something about which chukka is written is itself possible. Yeah, that seems to be Shita's Rashi, and really it's the implication of Lashon of the Gemara. Fine. So if that's true, and the pshat is because what creates a shinoi in say the avodas pnim is possible, so we're going to have a problem with Rashi and Daf Samach. Rashi can still give him komo. Rashi and Daf Samach, Amar Aleph. So in describing the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says, "Bivigdei zav b'chutz," the second last Rashi on the page, "Kigon," this is the case, it's not ma'akiv. "Bivigdei zav b'chutz," not ma'akiv. "Kigon, elo ve'el ha'am, shehiktim lahem hotzas kafu machta, ein ma'akvin olav lifsol." If a person would do hotzas kafu machta before elo ve'el ha'am are not ma'akiv the hotzas kafu machta, such that the hotzas kafu machta would be possible. So there's a lot of interesting things in this Rashi. Number one, what would it mean for hotzas kafu machta to be possible? Would you have to like bring it back in and then take it out again? Rosh Hashanah asks that question, like, is that a biur kanis? Are you allowed to do that? Okay, so that's an interesting question. Another horror in this Rashi, but Pashas, this may be Rashi Lishitaso from Yisrael's Chabur, the Hotzas Kafu Machta is an avoda, and therefore we can passel it via chukka. Again, well, at the end of the Chabur, maybe we'll find out you don't actually have to be an avoda to be passel because of chukka, but for now, let's assume this Rashi Lishitaso, Hotzas Kafu Machta is an avoda. Rashi here says that the Hotzas Kafu Machta would not be passel because Elov El Ha'am is an avodas chutz v'gdezav, and therefore they're not ma'akev the hotzas kafu machta. Sound understand? Rashi said on Daf Mem that if you create a shinoi in the avodas pnim, so that which creates the shinoi is possible. So, chayra, if you would move an avodas pnim to a different location, that avodas pnim is certainly a shinoi in avodas pnim. You put it itself in the wrong place. So, if you can make a shinoi in avodas pnim and be possible just by sort of as a fallout, memela, by doing an avodas chutz early, so certainly if we're doing an avodas pnim early, it should be possible. That's even more of a shinoi. So how could this be okay, or not ma'akiv at least, according to Shita's Rashi? Right? Now, in theory, you could be mechalik between, like in principle, between being makdim and avodas chutz and being makdim and avodas pnim. That would be one way to go. Meaning, if you're makdim, Rashi holds, if you're makdim and avodas pnim, that's okay. If you're makdim and avodas chutz, that's not okay. The question is, how would that work? How would you explain that based on the lashon of Rashi and Daf Mem, that the way the psul happens, the reason why being makdim and avodas chutz creates the psul is because it creates a shinoi by avodas pnim, right? Once, if you're going to focus on shinoi, so it's even more of a shinoi if you move that avodas pnim itself, right? So how does that work? So I think what I thought first is that maybe what Rashi means is that it's not that being makdim and avodas pnim is not a shinoi and therefore it's okay. That's not the pshat. Of course it's a shinoi. But, as we know, if chukah is not going on the avodas chutz, right? Let's say a person didn't do, a kohen gadol didn't do elav el ha'am at all. There was no elav el ha'am this year. So what would be the din? Is the avodas pnim puzzle? Nope. Chukah doesn't go on elav el ha'am. It's not ma'akiv the rest of the avodah. You probably aren't mekayim the mitzvah of avodas yom kippurim bishlei muso. But the rest of the avodah isn't puzzle. So if the rest of the avodah isn't puzzle, it can't be worse if you did an avodas pnim early than if you didn't do the avodas chutz at all that was supposed to be in between, right? Whereas if I moving the otzas kafim after before elav el ha'am is not worse than not doing elav el ha'am at all, right? And since the Torah didn't say that elav el ha'am is ma'akev the seder avodas yom kippurim because chukah is not going on that, so then akarcha the Torah isn't makbid on moving anything else in front of elav el ha'am because it's no worse than not doing it at all, right? Now if that were the pshat. The Chazon Ish has that suggestion. He doesn't necessarily think it's true, but he has that suggestion. Maybe the Avnei Nezer says that. The Avnei Nezer's lashon a little bit hard to understand. The Avnei Nezer and that tshuva that's on the Maram Komos, he may or may not be saying that in the first sifkat and in that tshuva. That's the Pshat and Rashi. If that were true, though, you should have the following nafkamina. What if you would be makdim in avodas pnim to an avodas chutz that is ma'akif? So now the svara falls off, right? Meaning the whole reason why being makdim avodas pnim is not a shinoi that causes the problem. It is a shinoi, but akarcha torah isn't makbid on that shinoi because the intervening avoda isn't makiv at all. I could not do it, and the rest of the avoda would still be kosher. So let's say the intervening avoda would be makiv itself. So then chora the din should be that being makdim avodas pnim is possible, right? So that chora is a gemara on that mem, right? The hemshech of the gemara that we started with. The Gemara says, so what? Now that we said, ser in ma'akev es apar, what is the case? The Gemara said, it's not the case for your ma'akev mavodas par behechal to the matanos of the sar b'fnim. So what is the case? So the Gemara originally says that it's ma'akev matanos par behechal mikameh, el lav de akev matanos par b'fnim mikameh hagrola. You're ma'akev mavodas par b'fnim before hagrola. It's supposed to be hagrola first, but you did the avodas par b'fnim first. So Gemara says, So doesn't that show me hagrola is not ma'akiv? So the Gemara rereads that, right? So then the Gemara has a second lashon that maybe by saying la'olam Rabbi Yehuda he nehid besidra la'ma'akva hagrola miya ma'akva. In Echanami, the case is you're makdim matanos par b'fnim before hagrola, but even though hagrola is ma'akiv, the seder is not ma'akiv, right? Because Rashi explains because chukah isn't going on hagrola, but hagrola is ma'akiv because shana lavakas of la'akiv. Fine. But why aren't the matanos par b'fnim possible? Because you did them in the wrong place. You made a shinoi seder. And you can't say, well, it's low gar than not having done hagrola at all. Because hagrola is ma'akiv in this lashon of the Gemara. Right? So that explanation of Rashi doesn't go in the second lashon of the Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Maybe it works in the first lashon of the Gemara, but it doesn't work in the second lashon of the Gemara. I think, if you read the Avnei Nezer, he really goes with that. Like, he really thinks that Rashi and the Samach is in the lashon of Kama, and like, that's the Iker, and that's the way he goes. He thinks he has a raya. Rashi's going to that, and he's doicha the raya. But it doesn't seem like he never is chozer from that reading of Rashi. And I think that's the way the Avnei Nezer read Rashi. If you're willing to swallow that Rashi here is only in Lishna Kama, then fine, then great. But it'd be much nicer if you have an explanation of Rashi that would fit in Lishna Vasra as well. Fine. So this was all, you know, yeah. What's up? No, that you have to do it.
Correct. I think that's what it means.
I'm saying if you don't do it, what would be?
You skipped all that.
You don't do Hagrola?
Saying. It's just the pasuk that they're quoting, the Shana Lavazan, not who means the pasuk that the Mitzvah Savo is going to be a verb. Somebody skips out.
Right, but let's say, how are you going to get a Sir Lashem and Sir Lazoz without Hagrola if Hagrola is Makiv?
So you'll miss out on Sir Lashem and Sir Lazoz.
So then the rest of the whole of all this, then the rest of all is possible, because you can do a Sira Lashem and Sira Lazazel, no?
That's secondary.
That,
the Ikra Pasuk is not like a Chukah Pasuk. I don't think it rises to a level. It doesn't.
Therefore, I'm saying, therefore what?
It's not hiking in the mitzvah of the Messiah. It's not hiking in the Messiah. If you could have.
I mean, I'm not. One follows from the other. I'm not sure what that distinction is. But one follows from the other. If you don't have a Sira Lashem and Sira Lazazel, you don't have a Sira Avodah Yom Kippur. I'm also not sure why it matters. I mean, the nakuda is that it's lo garif not having done it. You can't say that svara here. The whole part of this explanation is that I don't need chukah to be going on both parts of the avoda. As long as I created a shinoi b'seder avodas pnim, it should be possible. And the only reason why yosos kafel machta isn't possible when I'm machtim into elav elam is because I don't have to do elav elam at all. So if I just did yosos kafel machta right after the avodas ayom, it's logar, and that's okay. Then, if I did it before Eilav Eilam, which is essentially what I did, now it's kilo. I didn't do Eilav Eilam. Fine, but you can't say that by Hagrola, because I have to do Hagrola. In the end of the day, I have to do Hagrola. I don't have a. It's not a lechatriba. Right? So even if your distinction is right, which I'm not sure it is, but I'm not sure why it would matter. I'm not sure why that matters. I mean, because the chukah passes because of the matanos par b'fin, not because of the Hagrola. The Hagrola is that's just. That's where I'm starting from. I'm starting from it should be possible because of the matanos par b'fnim. Just I got out of it by saying that it's kilo. It's no logar than if I didn't do it. So I don't have that here, right? Hey, Mordechai, you had a question?
Just to explicate that the meaning that if you don't have a Sira Lashem, so then even the par is possible also.
Right. I mean,
kilo matapar as a kodesh means that the
yes. I think it's a step. Yes.
Right. Okay. Fine. So this was, you know, I spent a lot of time thinking about this question until I realized that the Rishonim asked it too. So this is much better than what I would have said. Fine. Maybe it's harder logically to understand, hard to figure out what they're saying, but they asked the question, so now I'm happy. Okay. It's Tos Rishonim and Tos Rosh and the Ritva, all on the Samach, all basically asked this question. Fine. So I'm going to start with Tos Rosh, because the Lashon of Tos Rishonim, at least for me in this study, the Lashon of Tos Rishonim was very hard. The Lashon is very soft in Tos Rishonim. Both in Daf Mem and on Daf Samach. The Tosa Rosh is not quite as awesome. It's pretty awesome, but not as awesome. So we're gonna do Tosa Rosh instead of Tosa Shonim for now. Fine. So Tosa Rosh asked on Rashi. The Pirush Rashi. Don't you hikdim otzos kafu machtel elav elam? Hikshiriva. Imkain. Okay, so he has a question. There's only gimel tefilos then, so that he's not bothered by because the tefilos aren't ma'akev. Fine. Miu, kasha. Kemish also avodas pigdei lavan b'mifnim otzos kafu machtel shelo kaseder kodem elav elam. Le'akev, kida aminon le'el, i'akti matonos tepar behechal, mikami matonos tesar b'fim, chuka ksiva beg. So he asked the question from Daf Mem. He doesn't quote Rashi on Daf Mem. He quotes the Gemara on Daf Mem. Now, Mechara, in order to ask that question, you have to assume a couple things. Number one, like we said, you don't need both avodas to be avodas p'nim. Right? And that's clear from Rashi. But Tosa Rosh didn't take that as a given. He got it from a. He said, "I'll show you that from a Gemara." That's the Gemara in Daf Mem, right? So her Tosfos Rosh is hinting, and we'll see this before. It's not like a chiddush that you could have understood you do need both Tevodos Pim, but I can show you from the Gemara in Daf Mem that it's not true, right? Okay. Now he's also not assuming that the shot in that Gemara in Daf Mem is that only by being makdim and avodas chutz to an avodas pnim, which is the case over there. That's a problem, but the reverse, being machtim vodas pim to vodas chutz, would be okay, right? Because if you're assuming that, there's no question. That might be part of his answer, but if you assume that, then it's not a question, right? So why do you assume they're the same? So the way to assume they're the same is either, like we said, because you're assuming it has to do with shinoi, and either way, you're causing a shinoi, right? Like I said, yeah, that's basically what I said. It's causing a shinoi, right? At that point, right, and this is what would emerge from that prior understanding of Rashi anyway. Is that the halacha of chukah? And maybe this is the intuitive way to see chukah. I don't know what's intuitive to whom, but at least one simple way to view chukah is that it just means that the placement of certain avodos relative to other ones is ma'akev, right? So which ones? The ones that have chukah on them, which are avodos according to Rabbi Yehuda, are avodos pnim, right? So from that perspective, it doesn't make a difference whether it's later moved later or moved earlier. Either way, it's not in its place. It's not in the right context. It doesn't have the right thing before it, the right thing after it. So then being makdim or being ma'acher is the same thing. Right? So that's the question. V'yesh lomar, Good. So Rashi asked the question. Yesh lomar davki akti matanos tapar behechal shubachutz bikami matanos to serve b'fneim v'shina aseder ba'avodas hadam ika yikuva. V'abakdamas avodas pnim avodas chutz leika yikuva kimo matanos tapar davdinu bikami hagrolo lo ma'akiv aseder afagav da hagrolo gufa ma'akva. I'm going to read that again. Don't worry. But a couple things. First of all, he emphasized at the end, afagav that hagrolo is ma'akiv. The Tosfos Rosh thinks whatever he's going to say explains even according to the Lishna Basra and Dav Mem. That's clear. Right? So, Chori is not going with Avdin Yis Malach. Good. That's number one. And Chori, that's like goof of what he's trying not to say. Said, even though Hagrol is Ma'akiv, don't say that's the chat. Right? That's Chori what he means with that line at the end. So, again, what does he answer? Dav, even only if you're Ma'akiv Avodas Par Behechal before Matanos Asari Bifnim, Vishina Haseder Ba'avodas Hadam, then something's Ma'akiv. But if you're makdim avodas pnim to avodas chutz, it's not makif. Like the Gemara in Daf Mem. About being makdim matanos to par b'fnim for hagrala. So what is this shina seder b'avodas hadam? So I understand. If you're makdim the hagrala, if you do matanos to par b'fnim before the hagrala, so you also made a shina seder in the avodas hadam. You did the matanos to par too early. Right? And now there's a bigger gap, let's say, between the matanos to par in b'fnim and the matanos to the sari b'fnim. Hagrala is intervening where it's not supposed to be. So why is that not a shinoi b'avodas hadam? So as I said, the lashon is very awesome. Like Mamash doesn't say. All he says is shinoi seder b'avodas hadam. So obviously there's a chiluk, and there's something unique or something different about being makdim matonos par b'heichal as opposed to being makdim hagrol. Being makdim or putting hagrol in between is different than putting matonos par b'heichal in the middle, right? What's the difference? So now I'm speculating. I don't know. Now I'm speculating. Right? So it could be that Tosfos Rosh is saying now is rolling back the assumption he made in the question. Right? We said, what was the assumption in the question? The assumption in the question was, we're dealing with Seder, with Shinoi Seder. If the Iker is Shinoi Seder, meaning the placement of each avoda, like this one has to be before X and after Y, and not any different. Then you're right. Then there's no difference. You moved it. But that's not the pshat. Really, the pshat is, really, la'olam, you need both of them to be avodas pnim. Right? And the case on Daf Mem is an exception, or it somehow fits into that system. Right? How does it fit into that system? Because the shinoi haseder ba'avodas hadam. Now, what does that mean? So maybe what it means is, let's understand chukah a little bit differently. Instead of understanding chukah as the placement of an avoda, let's understand chukah as the relationship of different parts of the avodas pnim to each other, right? We're going to see this later in another rishon in a different, little bit of a different way. But what the Tosfos Rosh b'Mechadesh is that what chukah either includes, or maybe this is all chukah is, or maybe includes even a case where you're changing the relationship between two avodas pnim, even if relative to each other they're in the same place. Sort of, right? The matanos par b'fnim are still before the avodah sari b'fnim, the matanos sari b'fnim. Relative to each other, their placement didn't change, right? But what did change is the relationship of the dam hapar to the dam hasari. Because now, the dam hasari isn't right after the dam hapar b'fnim, it's after dam hapar b'chutz, right? So that's a different relationship than an avodah p'nim is supposed to have. The avodah p'nim of dam hasari is supposed to be related to the avodah p'nim of dam hapar as, you know, directly connected, nothing in between, right? And if you change that relationship and you made it avodas dam hasari b'fnim connected to dam hapar b'chutz, so that's a shinoi seder. That's a shinoi that's ma'akiv in the seder avoda, right? Because again, chukah is not talking so much about the placement of a particular avoda, but about the relationship between two avodos p'nim, right? Now, Tosfos Rosh doesn't say the word hefsik. There are other rishonim we'll see who use the word hefsik. Maybe he's referring to that also. Tosfos Rosh uses it on Daf Mem in a way that's probably not the same as his mahalach over here. He's saying a different teretz over there. But I don't know if he means to say over here hefsek, or he means to say something a little bit more particular, that you've particularly changed. It's not hefsek in the sense like there are two avodos p'nim and now there's something intervening that's not supposed to be there. And it wouldn't really matter what those two avodos p'nim were, just there's a hefsek, right? That's one way to say, which the Tosfos Rosh himself sort of says in Daf Mem, Tosfos Shalom sort of says in Daf Mem, we'll get to it. But rather, what Tezra Rosh is saying maybe is more particular than that, is that the particular relationship between the Avodas Adam of the Par and the Sari Bifnim are connected, and you change the relationship of the Avodas Adam HaSoyer to the Avodas Adam HaPar by making a different Avodas Adam HaPar in between. Yeah? Yeah. Dam HaPar Be'echal is possible.
Even though...
Because it again, we're not changing the fact that Rashi says what creates the Shinoi is possible. Whatever creates that Shinoi is possible. That assumption we're not really going to change until we do the Rambam. Yeah.
So you're not creating a Shinoi, though.
You are. You're taking a Shinoi by
the Seder Avodah. Because the Dam HaPar Be'echal is possible, so therefore there isn't a Shinoi. You didn't change the relationship between the...
Right, but if it would be kosher, then it would be, so therefore it's possible. Right?
So it's that, like Yamed Lomahani?
It's that which creates a Shinoi is puzzle. Yes.
Which means that there is no Shinoi.
Well, will result in there being no Shinoi.
Which would have created a Shinoi here.
That which would have created a Shinoi.
Yes. Yes.
That's a restatement of what the Din is here. The consequence of a Shinoi is that the Davar HaMishnah is puzzle.
Well, not the Davar HaMishnah, Davar HaMishnah. Right. Yeah. Okay, good. So that's answer number one in Tosfos Rosh. And again, that explains the Lishna Basra and Daf Mem also. Because when I do Hagrola in between the Avodas, the Dam HaPar, and when I makdin the Dam HaPar Bifnim to Hagrola, so it's true, I put Hagrola in the middle of the Avodas Hadam, which is not supposed to be there. But because Hagrola isn't an Avodas Hadam, so it didn't create a difference, it didn't create a change in the relationship between the Avodas Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer, at least not a significant enough one, to be possible. Or to pasul the thing that you were that created the Shinoi, the Hainu, the Matanos Dam HaPar Bifnim, that you did too early. Good. Okay. That's possibility number one. Yeah, possibly number two in Tosfos Rosh. Inami, hotzas kafu machta ena chamura k'shar avodas pnim she'ena lechaper. Chiksev chuka alei de kaparak siva. So this again, here the Tosfos Rosh says there's something unique about hotzas kafu machta. When Rashi gave an example of hotzas kafu machta, and it's really la'olam, the assumption made in the question is right. Being machdim avodas pnim tavodas chutz is possible. Being machdim avodas chutz tavodas pnim is possible. Either way, doesn't make a difference. Created a shinoi, possible. Ella what? Hotzos kafu machta is an exception because hotzos kafu machta is not lechaper, and the pasuk says vayisuzos lachem luchukas olam lechaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatosam. So if the avodah you're doing is not lechaper, so creating a shinoi with it or creating a shinoi in it isn't possible. Right? Now, according to that, so why did no one asked Rashi to give this example of hotzos kafu machta? So you have to say Rashi said hotzos kafu machta al derivusa. That really, when we talked about a shinoi in big day zav b'chutz being possible, it means. And you know, every shinoi in every big day of zav b'chutz, and also Rashi saying, and you should just know, also hotzos kafu machta is like a shinoi in big day zav b'chutz. Okay, that's not necessarily the simplest reading of Rashi. And like we said, if you make something special about hotzos kafu machta, not the fact that shlo asider, but Rashi in the Mishnah, you know, could have given you had the opportunity to say that there be to give you the reason to think there would be something different about hotzos kafu machta, and Rashi went out of his way to say, don't read the Mishnah that way. Now it's not for the same reason. Right, the reason to say Hotzos Kafu Machta would be different in the Mishnah would have been to say because it's written in the Torah Shalal Seder. Mashenkin here, the Tosfos Rosh suggests him because not lechapara. Okay, so it's a different nekuda, but kopanim midei ha'ara lo nafka, that Rashi sort of went out of his way to say that to imply that Hotzos Kafu Machta is not an exception to the rule. It's a regular application of the rule. But okay, Tosfos Rosh said it. I'm not gonna say it's wrong. So that's the second approach. And again, the nafkamina, the big nafkamina between the two readings. Number one is how do you understand chukah? And is chukah about the relationship between two things, or is it about placement of an avoda? Right. And the second answer, Tosfos Rosh accepted the assumption of the question that basically chukah is about the placement of an avoda. It's about the placement of an avoda. There's no difference between makdim chutz or being makdim pnim, which happens to be hotzos kafu machta is an exception to the rule, and therefore so don't get all excited by Rashi and the Samach. As opposed to the first answer, which looked at it as either the relationship of two avodas pnim, or particularly the relationship of the avodas of the same avodas of creating an ersatz relationship in avodas pnim, meaning the wrong relationship between two avodas dam, as opposed to just making a hefsek. Fine. The same ha'ara that we had in the Avinizer will apply in the second answer in Tosfos Rosh. Right? Because if you're going to say it's all about placement, and just something unique about Otzelos Kafu Machta, so then why is being Makdim Avodas Par Bithnim not a Shema? Right? Like Tosfos Rosh said in his first answer, this is like being Makdim, as my first answer explains why being Makdim Avodas Par Bithnim to Agrala is not a problem. It's not possible. The second answer, Tosfos Rosh sort of like ignored that factor. And the Chor will be the same. I mean, if you're willing to say that, this only works in Lishna Kama, fine. But if you're going to try to go with Lishna Basra, the Chor, this, if you accept the assumption of the question, then you're still stuck with why is being Makdim the Avodas, the Pai Bifnim to Agrala, why is that not a problem? You still have a Shinui. Right? So that Nakudas, again, the second answer, Tosfos Rosh, has that drawback. Chor. Anyone has an issue, let me know. But I don't have an issue for that right now.
You say that
that might be true, but the Shino is in the Matnos Par Bifnim, which are the Chapar, right? Okay, fine. So that's three explanations of Rashi. Again, the Adinezer who says that because the Avodas Chutz isn't Ma'akev that you do it at all, so therefore changing the Seder is no worse than that. Tosfos Rosh number one, that has to do with that really you need both to be Avodas Pnim, but doing the Matanos Par Behechel, the Gemara Naf Mem, is a particularly interesting application of that, but it's just that's sort of, I won't say the exception because it fits in the rules, but that's the unique case, and really the rule is both they have to be Avodas Pnim. And the second is Tosfos Rosh, which again is similar to the Avodas Nezer in his understanding of Chukah. The basic understanding of the rule of Chukah is the same. The difference is, do you think it'll tell Skafamach to something unique or not? Fine. Remember, Rami says before, Tosfos Yishonim and the Ritva and Daf Mem talk about Hefsik. Means they also both think that the Gemara and Daf Mem, really you need both to be in Avodas Pnim. The Ritva says that Beferish and Daf Mem, you need both Avodas to be in Avodas Pnim for there to be a problem. But there's a problem of creating a Hefsik. And since the Avodas Matanos Par Behechal create a Hefsik, so that's why the thing that creates the Hefsik is puzzle. Right, on the first question, maybe the Tosfos Yishonim and the Ritva are different than Rashi. Maybe. Right? In the sense that you need both to be in Avodas Pnim as opposed to just one being in Avodas Pnim. But in terms of the second question, what becomes puzzle? So it's the same. Right? The thing that creates the Shinoi is puzzle. Whether or not that thing is in Avodas Pnim doesn't matter. The Matanos Par Behechal can be puzzle even though they're Avodas Chutz. Fine. So if that's true, how do you understand being Makdim Matanos Par Bithnim before Hagrala? So Tosfos Yishonim has on Daf Mem has two suggestions for that. Number one, maybe in Echanami, the Gemara was Chozer. Right? When the Gemara makes that suggestion, it could be, we're Chozer, and at that point, if you Makdim the Matanos Par Behechal to the Matanos Ser Bifnim, it wouldn't be possible. And the Gemara didn't go back to say that Ukimta because, we're working with this Ukimta, and this one's great. So we don't need to go back to that one, but in Echanami would be an equally valid explanation of the Brisa. Of Sir Ein Makiv Esapar to say Makdim Matanos Par Behechal before Matanos Sari Bifnim. Okay, if you want to say that, fine. Then he says another possibility, which is that Hagrala doesn't create a Hefsik because again Tosfos Yishonim has this lashon, which is and Tosfos Rosh has this lashon that you didn't make a Vadek Davos Matanos Par Behechal Lashel Sari Bifnim Shemastik Matanos Par Sari Bifnim Ksiva Chuka. You're not mafsik. Hagrala is not mafsik. Again, it's very self-centered. Like, why is Hagrala not mafsik? There is a hefsik. You did Hagrala, right? So the Tosfos Yishonim don't say what the Tosfos Rosh says about Shina Seder Ba'avodas Hadam. Maybe they mean that. I don't know. The Tosfos Rosh and Daf Mem. Also, the Lashon is very similar to Tosfos Yishonim. It's kind of self-centered again. Maybe he means what he says in Daf Samach. Maybe he doesn't. It could just be that Siach Yitzchak has a suggestion. Maybe Hagrala is not a hefsik because we have to remember what actually happens. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do Matanos Par Bifnim and then Shkita Sasayir and then Matanos Sasayir. So anyway, you have a hefsik Shkita Sasayir. So no one thinks that's a hefsik. Why? So obviously because the Torah said you're supposed to do it then. But like what's together? Why is that true? So Siach Yitzchak suggests maybe it's because the Shkita Sasayir is necessary for the Matnos Asar. You have to do this before you can do the thing you're supposed to do next. In order to not create a Hefsik, Kilu, I have to do this avoda, otherwise I can't do that avoda damasar without doing shechita. So maybe at this point I also have to do hagrala. If I don't do hagrala, I can't have damasar. So it's true I wasn't supposed to do this, but now that I have it this in this situation, I did the matanos apar already. So doing something that's necessary for the avoda damasar is not a hafsik. Okay, it's all speculation. It's totally sussum in the lashon. My speculation is not better than his, but that's his suggestion. Okay, the Ritva has a different idea. The Ritva, who Baruch Hashem actually says a little bit more in this sugya. So the Ritva says, no, Hagrala is not a hefsik, because Hagrala is not, the Lashon is, Shani Hagrala, Higufa Eina Avoda Shlema. Fe Eina Kedai La'akev Laso Shinoi Bidvarim Hanasim Bifnim. Okay, so I don't know what avoda shlema means exactly. It means shlema as opposed to partial. So it means shlema as opposed to, it means like another way of saying chashuv, as opposed to like, you know, quasi avoda. I'm not really sure what the ritva means. I said more questions than answers here. But in some way, the ritva understands the hagrala is either less of an avoda or less, a more dissimilar type of thing to the matanos, so therefore creates less of a hefsik. Right? Sort of the opposite of min b'mino eino chotzeitz. So min b'mino is chotzeitz over here. Right? So mashen ki hagrola is like a totally different thing. So it's not a hefsik. I really don't know. It just says avodah shleima. So if anyone has a better reading of the ritzvah, you can let me know. But what he clearly is saying is that we're going to maintain the pshat that he said originally, that the var is hefsik. If you're mafsik in teen two avodah spnim, what's mafsik is possible. And hagrola, for whatever reason, due to the nature of hagrola, hagrola is not a hefsik. Okay, fine. Or due to the nature of hagrola relative to matanos dam, I don't know. It doesn't say. Fine. In the Chora, this is not what Rashi means, at least in the way that Tosfos Rashi explained it, because according to the Torah, there's something unique about hagrola, right? You would have to tell me if there's something unique about Hagrala, right? The Tosfos Rosh on the Samach doesn't say anything about the uniqueness of Hagrala. Adrabah, he thinks Hagrala is an application of his rule, right? So, L'chor, this is a different teretz. Yeah?
The Ritva on Lamed Chasam and Beis, the Divrei Maskil, the Divrei Yehuda, also mentions it as far as Avodah Shleima.
Yeah.
Over there, it could be, this isn't necessarily the Moshe reading, but it could be over there that he's saying, Odi Yishlom Redikim, the Chafina, Ein Ba, El Atzar, Kvinim, the Avodah Shleima, Hashiva, Kipnim, Mashen, Hi, and Hagrala, Sheish, Ba, Gam, Kain, Tzorek, Seir, Nas, Bekotz, Ma'in, Avodah Shleima, Afilu, Manam, Ar, Hagrala, Avodah, that maybe what he's saying there is that whether they're Kulo, Tzorek, Kvinim, or they're also partially Tzorek, Chutz.
Okay, I'm not sure. I have to look at this more carefully. You think he's saying one thing there, not two things?
I mean, I'm not saying I think that. I'm saying that's a possibility.
You're raising possibility.
Because otherwise, you have the problem that why is one more avoda than the other?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be because it's only b'makom kriya shem. Like, I don't know. I mean, kriya shem is itself not usually an avoda. I don't know. So. I don't know exactly what the Ritva means with that lashon, but what I do know is that the Ritva maintains his explanation from the beginning of the sugya, and doesn't think the Gemara is chozer, and doesn't think any like grace of chidushim about shira seder avodas hadam like the Tosfos Rosh as the Ritva is doesn't go with that. Fine. Now we have that's sort of the basic movement in the sugya. And like with that background, we can go to what actually for me was the hardest part of the sugya, which is the sugya on Samach and Beis Samach Alef and Alef Tzorech Pinim Kipnim Dami. The problem is this part of the sugya is even more sussum than the first part because we've shown him say came out nothing on this. So it's all sort of extrapolation and guessing and cheshbon from what we had before. So let's spend a little bit of time on the cheshbon of this, and then we'll hopefully get to the Rambam who. The Rambam always has a different way of looking at things. Often has a different way of looking at things. Fine. So the Gemara says on Samach and Beis, Amar Chanina, Torah shechafana kodem shchitas l'shapar, but also v'lo kolom. Kodem we do chafinas haktoras before shchitas l'shapar, it's invalid. Kaman de lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. So originally the Gemara assumes it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So neither chafina or shchita are bidei lavan b'fnim. So how could anything be ma'akiv here? So the Gemara says no. Afil tam Rabbi Yehuda tzorich pnim kipnim dami. No, tzorich pnim is like pnim for these purposes, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would agree over here. So the Gemara has a question. The Gemara answers the question. Not going to talk about that part of the discussion, though it's very complicated. Then the Gemara has another memra. Amar Ula on Samach Aleph and Aleph. Sir sheshchato kodem matan damo shapar lo osav lo klum. If you shech the sir and nasir lashem, lashem before doing the matonos dam of the par bifnim, so the shchita is invalid. The Gemara doesn't say tzorich pnim kipnim dami. The Gemara doesn't explain why it's true or what the chiddush is, if there is any. So, for right now, I'm gonna assume, because Rabbi Chanan over here and Tesis Shonam on Lamates both say this. So again, we will evaluate this a little bit more later. We're gonna assume right now that Ula is also based on the principle of Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Dami, and that the Shchita Sasayer is Tzorech Pnim, and that you need that. Okay, now it's not obvious, but let's assume that for now. So now we're going to have to make a question: what here is a tzorich pnim, and what do you need to be a tzorich pnim here? But the other question you have to ask is: well, if Rabbi Chanina already told me that tzorich pnim kiftim dami, what did Ula add to my understanding of this sugya that I didn't know before? I already had tzorich pnim kiftim, right? So what did Ula tell me? Ula just told me another application of tzorich pnim kiftim dami. So number one, it's interesting that the Gemara didn't even say it. It doesn't say tzorich pnim kiftim dami in the Gemara. And number two, why did Ula say anything? Did he just not know about Rabbi Chanina, where they said at the same time? They were just said, you know, two different Bati Medrash, and the Gemara put them together. Like, is there actually a Chiddush here? The Gemara doesn't say Tzricha. The Gemara doesn't say anything about this. Right? So, the ideal thing to do, whether we're able to do it or not, is to figure out that Ula said something, helped me understand Tzorech Nim Kipnim Dami in a way that I wouldn't have known from Rabbi Chanina. And if I just read Rabbi Chanina's Mimra, I could have imagined that Ula's din is wrong. Now, not only could I have imagined that it's wrong, it happens to be there's a Rashi in Daphne Zion who seems to say that Ula's din is wrong, according to certain Amarai. Right? So now I'm really confused. I don't know what Ula's Kiddush is over Rabbi Chanina, and Rashi's telling me maybe it's not even true, according to certain Amarai. Now, could be those Amarai disagree with Rabbi Chanina also. I don't know. Maybe they just don't hold Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Dami. But, okay. You know, hello Dover who, that there's a Raya maybe that some Amarai disagree with Ula, and we don't know anything about Rabbi Chanina. Fine. So what's going on here? What is Tzorech Pnim? What has to be Tzorech Pnim? How does Tzorech Pnim help me? So, one thing you could have said is that, so it depends on what your shita is in general about how, which things have to be in avodas pnim and which things don't have to be avodas pnim to have chukah go on them, right? If you think you need both avodas to be avodas pnim to have chukah, so the chukah you should be saying that both chafina and shchita are tzorech pnim kipnim dami. If you don't have them both being avodas pnim, certainly according to the ritva, so you're not gonna have a soul here, right? If you think, like the Avinu Nezer B'das Rashi, or maybe Tosa Rosh's second Teretz B'das Rashi, so maybe only one of them has to be a Tzorech Pnim. Right? Which one? First one, second one? Does it make a difference? Maybe they're both Tzorech Pnim, but you only needed one of them to be a Tzorech Pnim. Right? So what do we say? So, happens to be, Rashi tips his hand, Samach Hamad Aleph. Rashi volunteers some information for me. Rashi in the Masechta Bigdei Lavan V'Chutz. So Rashi says that Rabbi Huda's mode shchita last line about shchita uvechafina modehu titzorech pnim kiftim dami. Rashi volunteers for me that for us that Rabbi Huda agrees that shchita and chafina are tzorech pnim kiftim dami. Now, is Rashi saying that because it's true, or Rashi saying that because he needed it? So Pashup Chayi would say Rashi said that because if you read Samach Hamad Beis, you're going to need to know that, right? That both, or you'll figure it out from Samach Beis that both Shchita and Chafina are Tzorech Pnim. In which case, the Chora Rashi is telling you that you need both to be in Avodas Pnim. Otherwise, why did Rashi tell me that? Chazon Ish brings the Raya. That this Rashi implies that Rashi needs both to be a Tzorech Pnim, both things to be a Tzorech Pnim. The only Hezber that we have currently on the books, maybe there's other ones, but the only Hezber we have right now for that is Tosa Rosh's first Eretz. Right, that really you need both to be avodas pnim, and there's something unique about the Gemara and Daf Mem that being machti matanos to par behechal, that creates a psul because it creates a shino seder by avodas hadam. Right, but that's the only shita in Rashi that I have right now that would accept that understanding is that Tosa Rosh in the first Teretz. Right? So I thought that was the Pasha Pshat and Rashi. Right? However, the Avnei Ezer Lashit also isn't going to want to say that's the Pshat and Rashi, because the Avnei Ezer thinks that Rashi holds that if just being Makdim, Avodas Chutz is a problem. Right? You don't need both to be a Seder. You don't need both to be a Seder and Avodas Pshim. So how does he understand this Rashi? So before I saw the Avnei Ezer, I was thinking, well, maybe we'll find there's enough, figure out, Rashi's just telling me the truth because there's enough Gemina somewhere. Right? If I'll be able to figure, it's really, what Rashi needs to be a Tzorech Pim is, let's say, for argument's sake, just to make it simpler with Rashi and Daf Mem, that Shechita is the Tzorech Pim Kiptim Dam. Right? Because then it'll be parallel exactly to the Gemara and Daf Mem. You're being Makdim and Avodah, you have a, Shechita is a Tzorech Pim Kiptim Dam. And if you're Makdim something to Shechita, let's say you're Makdim the Chafina to Shechita Sapar, so that would pass the Chafina. That'd be the exact parallel to Rashi and Daf Mem. So why is Rashi volunteering that Chafina is a Tzorech Pim? Obviously he thinks it's true, but where's the Nafkamina? Right? And just to sort of sharpen the question, in the correct Seder Avodas Hayom, you don't do, once you start the Avodas Haktoris, you don't do anything else. Right? You chafina, and chasiyas ha-gecholim, and your math is everything, and your math is the Haktoris. So if you bring in anything from outside, if you bring in any Avodas you're supposed to do later, you're also being mathed into the Haktoris itself. So my Nafkamina that the chafina is a Tzorech Pim, anyway you're being mathed into the Haktoris, which is definitely Avodas Pim. So my nafkamina from the chafina. The only nafkamina, you'd have to find a nafkamina within the seder avodas haktoris that otherwise wouldn't be a problem in order to sustain this reading of Rashi. Right? Now there aren't so many things here. So I thought the only thing is there, really, that you could say, maybe is, hachnas samachta. If you think halacha samachta, certainly if you think halacha samachta is an avoda, which Rashi does, conveniently, on daf chaf dalet, so Rashi thinks halacha samachta is an avoda. So maybe if you were makdim holachas hamachta to chafina saktores, so that would be possible because on chafina you would say tzorech pim kipim dami, and that would be enough kamina. That's what Rashi tells me. Chafina is tzorech pim. Maybe if you think chasiyas kecholam is an avoda, you could put that in too. I don't know. So that's what you have to say. Now, and again, that would be if you think that's true. Maybe it'd be Rashi Shitasa that holachas hamachta is an avoda. Rambam sounds not like that. Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Avos Yom Kippurim, says, when talking about what you bring in your right hand, what you bring in your left hand, so the Rambam says that Hayah Din Noisin, you should have brought the Machta in your left hand and the Kaf in your right hand. Because you know Avodah is possible but small. Elowat, the Machta is heavy, and he has to use his right hand to carry it, so he has to carry the Kaf in his left hand. And since, however you explain it, you know, sort of the Torah forced us by virtue of what it required us to do, and because of the halachas of Derech Eretz, the Gemara says at the beginning of the parah of Perek Kotziulo, that you're going to have to use a kaf. So we were sort of forced to have the coin use both hands and carry them separately. So akarchach, the kavanas haTorah was that even though avodah is possible b'small, you're going to do halachas hamachta b'small, halachas hakaf b'small. But the Rambam sounds like the halachas hamachta really is not an avodah. But din hu that you should be molech hamachta with the small, and that would have been fine. If that had been the din, the Rambam wouldn't have had to explain anything, right? So it sounds like the Rambam doesn't agree with that Rashi. So this would, if it were true, maybe again this would be Rashi Lishitas, so halachas hamachta is an avodah. Yeah.
This whole idea that Rashi may be trying to say this to tell us enough, I mean, even though it's not needed in the Peshat and Gemara, like, does Rashi do that? Like, Rashi,
I don't think it's Peshat and Rashi. I'm just, right. Now the Nezer Lishitas was forced to say this.
He's not like Mechadesh Dinim.
Yeah, usually. I'm with you. I didn't think this was Peshat and Rashi. I'm saying that. Well, Mana Emes, Avinezer, who doesn't, the alternative is to say that Rashi thinks you need both to be a Tzorah Pim, which is, if you think that's right, if you go with Tosef Rashi first Teretz, then fine, but if you don't go with that, then you have to say something. Yeah. Why would that? If there is a difference there, but why does it matter?
Halacha, I couldn't pass it. These are both books. Of course, they're not happy about it. So,
again?
You need Shchita and Chafina both be sort of. We're not comparing here Pinyin versus books, and now Chafina becomes sort of Pinyin Kitim, and then Mamela is on that. For Rashi, yeah, it is unnecessary for Chafina to be sort of Pinyin Kitim. It is very necessary to look at a Chafina versus a Shchita, and that's what we're giving you as.
So the question is, why would you be mechalek? Meaning, if you think that it's enough to have, if you think it's enough to have one of them be a vodas pnim, so and the Gemara said tzorech pnim kipnim, so why would you say suddenly here they both have to be tzorech pnim? It's possible, but you need a hezber for that.
Tzorech pnim doesn't mamish lip.
Right, but in as much as the Gemara says that it, Tzarech Pnim Kepim Dami, and it's enough to passel, so you need a Hesber for why suddenly the rules change when this happens. And not saying it's impossible, but you need a Hesber. No, correct. Rashi obviously thinks they're both true. The question is, did Rashi need to say that?
He needs to say one of them, so if he doesn't say one of them, then
they
both follow.
Why?
They're equally true.
In Echanami. No. First of all, in Echanami, I'm saying, but Rashi's volunteering information here. No one asked Rashi to say this over here, right? So the third Rashi, so presumably Rashi is not going to tell me things that have no nafkamina, when he's anyway just volunteering information, right? Of course, I'm with you. But, again, Rashi's not explaining Rabbi Chanina over here. Rashi's explaining the Gemara before Rabbi Chanina. Right? So Rashi's volunteering to me, you'll realize on Samach Lebeis this is true. Right? So, presumably Rashi thinks there's a reason why it's important for him to tell you that, and not, you know, and you shouldn't just wait until Daf Samach. You know?
Okay, then I prefer the easier
Rashi. Rashi
thinks provides information in advance.
Right, I'm not saying it can't be. So you need a Hesper, that's all. Okay, so that's how the Nezer, I guess, we've got a razzle-dazzle explanation for the Rashi. There's a Hara, the Nezer makes the Hara on himself, really. If you say the Nafkamina is for Halacha Samachta, so Halacha Samachta is...
The Adni Nezer says that it's coming with Nafkamina for Halacha Samachta?
Basically.
Okay.
If he said his Hara on that is, well, Halacha Samachta, L'chur itself is a Tzarech Pnim at that point. So then... Viter, you didn't need to say the chafina was a tzarech pnim because the halachas amachta itself made a shinoi because you did it too early, right? So if you think that being machtim either way is being machtim pnim to chutz or chutz to pnim are the same, which is Rashi's second teretz, then Rashi didn't need this chiddush. So this is why I said that now the Nezer really goes with the fact that Rashi is machalik between being machtim a tzarech pnim, being machtim an avodas pnim, and being machtim an avodas chutz. Right, Dav Nezer thinks Rashi only passels if you're makdim and avodas chutz to an avodas pnim, right? And therefore, if you're makdim chaseis the halacha samachta and chafina weren't tzarech pnim kipnim dami, then the fact that halacha samachta is tzarech pnim isn't enough, right? It's not either one like I'm saying from Tosa Rashi. Dav Nezer really goes with only if you're makdim and avodas chutz to avodas pnim is the problem, right? And like we said, that's why I think he. His hesber is because the avodas, the anything that's in avodas chutz, be'etzem is ma'akiv anyway. So, fine. That's where I got that from. So, okay, fine. Good. So now, what's the chiddush of Ula? If there's a chiddush. So, best way to find the chiddush to figure out why the Gemara doesn't make sense in the first place, right? The Gemara Sari has a chara knockout cash on this Gemara, right? The Gemara Sari says, I understand. If you open up a Gemara in Yoma on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and you will see this is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shchitas Paro Bizar Kosher Apostle. So Shmuel says Apostle, Rav says Kosher. What's the pshat? The Gemara says, well, Rav holds that even though it says Aaron and it says Chuka, but Shchita Lav Avodahi, and therefore Chara Chuka is not going on that. Okay, so now how could we say that, let's say for a minute you think that you need both things to be avodas pnim. So Ula says, Sir Shishchato kodem at damo shapar lo osav lo klom. But shchit alav avodahi. So even if you would say tzarech pnim kipnim dami, it won't help you. Right? Or Rabbi Chanina said that, Tzarech shachafana kodem shchit alav shapar lo osav lo klom. Now shchit is par is kosher bizarre. Right? So chuk is not going on it. So if chuk is not going on it, so how's that going to be a psul? That's the grocery's question. And because of that, he goes like has a whole different beer in the whole sugya. I'm not gonna live. For the purposes of staying focused. I'm not gonna go there, right? So Chara, you could say, or let's say it differently. Chara, you have to say, right? That there definitely are Rishonim who think that you need both pnim and avodas pnim. Whether or not you think Rashi holds it, definitely the Ritva holds it. Tosfos Rishonim has one day on Daf Mem that holds it. There definitely are Rishonim who say that. So what are you going to do with the Kasha? So like, the Pashas, you have to say that there's a difference. However we'll explain it. Hopefully we'll explain it. There's a difference between chukah for the purposes of zar being kosher and for the purposes of shinei seder. Right? That's clear you have to say. Right? Now, if that's true, so now, maybe, you know, before we fill in Hesber, just like outline what I'm going to do here, right? Maybe there are two possible ways of saying that. There are two possible ways of explaining why, for the purposes of Shinai Seder, Chukah, it doesn't matter that Shechita Lava Godahi. One way would explain Rabbi Chanina's din, but wouldn't give you Ula's din. And Ula's telling me, don't understand it that way, understand it a different way, or also understand it a different way, which will give me his, will give me my din. Of Sir Shechata Kodem Ad Dalam Shapar. That's what I'm going to try to do. Whether or not I'll succeed, you'll tell me whether I'm going to succeed. And figure out any logical hesber for that. Fine. So, in the Shirim, so Rosalvechik had the following shaila. What does Gemara mean, Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami? My high. Like, how does that work? So he suggested, maybe there's, he based it on the Rambam, which we'll get to the Rambam later. There's at least two ways to understand that. Maybe we'll see this a third way, or maybe two ways of measuring one thing. But there's at least two ways to understand that. One is just the Gemara saying, yeah, Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami. So it's as if it's being done with Pnim. Okay. So Chedesh. Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami. Or, maybe put a little more teeth in it, Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami means that if it's a Tzorech Pnim, so this is the beginning of the Avodas Pnim. This is the first step in doing this Avod. I don't want to use the word Seder, because that's a bad word, that's Chabura. In this set of Avodas, let's say the Avodas Haktoras. So Chafina is the beginning of the Avodas Haktoras, or is a early stage in the Avodas Haktoras. It's the, you might call it the Tchilas HaAktara, that's the way the Salvechik said it. I don't know if you have to use that lashon, but the Tchilas HaAktara. And therefore, it sort of draws from the fact that Chukah is written on the Avodas Pnim to say that it itself also is as if it has Chukah on it. Okay. And he got that from that those two possibilities he got from two lashonos in the Rambam, which we'll see as Hashem later. So maybe that's what's going on in the Gemara on between Ula and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, "Ktar shechafana kodem shechitas shapar lo osav l'klum." So let's say you need both to be avodas pnim. So the fact that chafina is tzorech pnim kifnim dami doesn't really require me to say more than, well, it's as if it's being done pnim, right? Chafina is an avoda, chashavas paisel, right? Chafina is basically an avoda, right? Shechita, not an avoda. So maybe chukah isn't going on. So you would think maybe chukah isn't going on that, like the question of the Gemara Sari, basically Gemara and Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So Rabbi Chanina has a chiddush, a second chiddush, that if the thing you're creating a shinoi in, which is where the psul, which is what causes the psul, right? Where the shinoi is created is what creates the psul, right? That's not the thing that's possible. The thing that creates the shinoi is possible, but where the shinoi is created has to be an avodas pnim, right? That's for sure. So maybe where the thing that ends up shelo al haseder is shechita, so I'm not bothered that it's lav avodahi. But that's only because the thing I'm passeling, the thing that's mishana, the thing that's mishana is itself an avoda, right? So chafina is an avoda. So you can passel an avoda by being makdimid even to something that's not an avoda. But tzorech pnim kifnim dami, it's a maisa pnim, right? Why would that matter? Because if you want, what we're really measuring here is how significant a shinoi is this, right? And being mishana in things that are in the seder I'm supposed to do bifnim is much more significant than being mishana in something that's bachutz, right? Torah is much more makbid on that. That's what Yehuda learns from the psukim, right? So maybe Mechina is also being mechadish that it doesn't matter if the thing I'm creating the shinoi in is not an avoda. That's okay. It's still gonna have chukka on it because it still registers as a different. It's now in the wrong. It's there was something different happened to it, right? It's not in the right place. Or if you want, its relationship to the other things that are my safe name is different. But maybe I can only passel something that's an avoda, right? Things that are avodas are much more sensitive to psulim. Things that are not avodas, as we know, maybe they're kosher bizarre, right? Things that are not avodas are much less sensitive to psulim. So that's all you need for Rabbi Chanina. But let's say the thing you're doing right now is not an avoda. I don't know from Rabbi Chanina that's possible. Maybe the thing that creates the shinoi is a shchita. Shchita lavavodahi. So maybe that's not possible. So kamashal on ula, that's also possible. Why would you say that? Maybe. Because if you're drawing, the second explanation of Rav Soloveitchik, if you're drawing your tzorechim kipnim dami from the fact that you're the beginning of a set of avodos that are within, and this is perceived as an early stage of that avoda, so maybe you can, for these purposes, give it a shem avoda. It's not really an avoda, right? It's still kosher bizarre, right? But at least for the purposes of Seder, and I don't have a totally hasbro for this, we'll say something, but for the purposes of Seder, so it can draw from the fact that it's beginning of the avoda, of a Seder, avoda's pnim, even pasul itself. Right? Now, I got this idea not from Soloveitchik, he doesn't say anything about this. I got it from this Lashonos and other Achronim that have, like, there's a difference between being ma'akev on itself and being ma'akev on something else. And since I didn't really have a hesber for that, so I'm like trying to fill something in here. Sorry?
What does that last thing mean? What do they say?
I'm not sure. But they say something like, you can say, Shchita l'avodah is a problem when you're trying to passel the Shchita. But if you're trying to use Shchita to passel something else, then it doesn't matter that l'avodah. Like, Dazen Ezer has such a Lashon.
Meaning
no.
That the Shchita has two aspects to it.
No, that's for sure.
The Torah Satsmo, right. And the Torah has its connection to the Father.
Right.
And it's Vilum, so bizarre, but I think that's what he's saying.
Right.
It's only in its intrinsic status as an Avodah.
Right.
Not the fact that it's Mitzvah, another Avodah.
Right. Especially if the whole halacha here is about being Mitzvah, different Avodahs to each other. So then you could argue that
actually makes a lot of sense.
That would be a salient part of Shchita. Didn't have to be. Maybe Rabbi Chanina didn't necessarily give you that, and Ula gave you that. Now, maybe, Hashad Asad Lahachi, Rabbi Chanina meant that also. But I didn't know that if I just read Rabbi Chanina. Yeah?
So, was Ula said about Shchita, or was it not said about Shchita?
Depends on what. Right, just like, for example, there's a Shaila whether Shchita was said, whether Chukka was said like Abizar, as Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, right? As Machlokas whether it applies to Hagrola. On the Flamites, right? Vidas or Nechemia. Because maybe Lava Vodhi. That's in one of the Lashonos of the Gemara. So I don't know how to exactly be Magyar all these cases, but it's obviously not Pashut that everything is the same. Right? I would assume, maybe I'm wrong, but I would assume that Shmuel isn't boxed into one Lashon in Rabbi Nechemia on the Flamites of Midbeis. So I don't know exactly how to be Mechalik. I don't know. But Kanire, Dvarim Bego, that there's room to be Mechalik in this question. My speculation is the what I'm saying is a speculation for why that would be. Yeah.
So chukah isn't just like, it's not like this is meaning the light switch is on or the light switch is off.
Right.
Chukah was said or wasn't said. You're
right.
Saying that chukah could be said by something.
There's gotta be certain dinim, yeah. Yeah.
Even if you want to answer the first kasha, you have a good answer for your original kasha in the Gemara. I mean, there are separable. Your original kasha in the Gemara about the two main roads, so you found a similar chilluk.
There is a chilluk, yeah. The question is.
It would be nicer if it answered that all.
Yeah, no, I was using that to create the. Yes,
the
in theory. In theory, yes. Yes. Again, you need a hesber for why it's different, but yeah, it's a separate question,
yeah.
Which I don't necessarily have a good answer to anyway. So.
Right,
yes. Correct.
Regarding the Rav's parish,
yeah.
Those are the things about from the test. We're talking about Kiddush and Kiddush and Ayin Rabbi and Stephen.
Yeah.
In other words, the Rav says from a positive word, Hashem, Rabbi Yishas and Aki, it's in our Akram Aki, it doesn't cause an equal to say there about it. Those says, but shouldn't you say
Chukka is only going on?
Isn't it a chud? So it says, no.
So could be. It happens to be also like nobody, including Rav Soloveitchik, claimed that this was chat necessarily in every single person. He has a right from Tosfos Chumash Lama Tes, which I could go into if you want. It doesn't have to be the chat in every single rishon. But what you're asking is, if I'm saying chat in the Gemara, so then it's the kasha from the Tosfos, right? That's what you're saying. Yes. So I'd have to. Unfortunately, I missed Dani's chabur, so I don't know exactly about Kiddush Dayan Raglayim. I had a sick child at home. But I have to, I don't know exactly what the status of Kiddush Shel Rogliam is, Klappy, everything else.
I discussed it.
Oh, okay.
When we were presenting it, there are two dinners, both of which are true, and both of them are true.
So we'll see. That may or may not be true. It could be what you're saying is, based on this, it would be correct to say that both are true. You didn't have to say that. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. I did say hashlach slachi. Maybe only the second thing is right. Yeah. Okay. No. So this is good. We're going to use this soon. Good. It's enough to have the first one, even if you don't have the second one.
I mean, right? If we say 1 + 2, and Tezit is borrowing that it's a cut 1, and not saying that 2 ruined 1, and then...
Right, so that's... So actually, good. So it's good we had this, we're going to use that. We're going to use that soon. I was not planning to, but we're going to use that soon. Okay, great. Fine. Now let's I think now we can do the Rambam. The Rambam, you know, I would have done the Rambam like with all the other Rishonim, would have been the natural thing to do. The problem is that Shitas Rambam, basically you have no information on unless you do Tzorech and Kifim Dami. That's the only time the Rambam talks about, gives you any indications about what the Halacha is. So I have to wait until now. So the Rambam, at the beginning of Perek Hay, just to tie one knot before we go to this. Right? I kept being Marami's before. That could be, when I kept saying Rashi Lishitasso, that this is a Navoda, that's a Navoda, at this point, it could be we don't need that. Right? Because at this point, we're saying that you could have Chukah on things that are not Navoda. At least in certain cases. So now you have to be done on each one of those things. Right? Well, Tos Kafamach, it's hard to imagine at the beginning of something. Maybe it's the end of something, so it's conserved to that. I don't know. It's Yisrael Chabur. Right? So you have to figure out now, you know, could be go back and reanalyze those Rashi's, and maybe it's not Rashi Lishitasso. You don't have to say that. Right? Obviously, Rashi would be Lishitas Rashi, but you don't need that to explain Rashi. Fine. So the Rambam says, beginning of Perek Hay, Kol Avodah She'Ovav V'Yedei Lavan B'Fnim Be'Heichal Tzarech La'Asosan Al Seder Shabiyarnu. Chiddush number one in the Rambam. So the Rambam says that what's V'Im Hiktim V'Hen Ma'aseh L'Chaver La'Asa Klum is going on anything you do in V'Yedei Lavan B'Fnim. So we're hearing Rabbi Yehuda over here. Be'Heichal. Okay. So, I think I saw every single possibility of reading this Rambam in that Hurnim. So, I'm just going to go with what I think is the straightforward reading is the Rambam learned this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And the Rabbi Yehuda understood, and the Rambam understood that Bifnim doesn't mean Kodesh Kadashim, like you've been assuming until now. Bifnim includes the Heichal. If that would be true, by the way, the Rambam just solved the problem that gave us all the grief at the beginning of the Sugya. What was the problem in Gemara Daf Mem? The Gemara says, if you're Mak, Ser Ein Ma'akev Esapar. If I do the matan, and the Gemara says, what's the case? You're makdim matanos par behechal to the matanos of the sorry bifnim. So Gemara says, that can't be the case. Chukuk sibbeg. So everyone's bothered. What do you mean? Matanos par behechal is an avodas chutz according to Rabbi Yehuda. Well, not according to the Rambam. Anything that's in the heichal is also an avodas pnim. Ah. So now that Gemara tells me absolutely nothing about being makdim what to what, and which avodas have to be, which avodas are puzzle, and which avodas, and which things, you know, and you don't have to be mechadish according to the Rambam yet. That something that creates a shinoi is possible, even if it's not an avodas pnim. None of that's true because of the matanos par beichal are an avodas pnim. Very good. So that is going to open up a lot of possibilities we're about to see in the Rambam. Fine. Halacha beis ketorah shechafana kodem shchita sapar. It's Rabbi Chanina lo basa klum. Afal pi shechafina ba'azara. So even according to the Rambam, it's chutz. Tzorech pnim ke avodas pnim hu. So what's the Gemara going on there?
The Hazayu's dog.
Which ones? Because Gemara Yoma uses that for Shvichas Shirayim. Right? Which would obviously be included in that, but...
You're saying that...
You know, you're saying that, you know, that includes Matanos Nechal. I just don't know. I don't know what the Gemara says. You have to check there. Yitachin l'chalik between the, what's going on the mizbeach and what's going on the paroches. That's a different Torah. But minimally, the Gemara and Daf Mem could be talking about the matanos al paroches or kapia paroches. In which case, again, the point is that raya falls off in the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah. No. There's Torah and Chaim and Pamistayev about that. Yeah. No. You're right. It's tangential. So I wasn't going to talk about it. But it is. I mean, it's really cool. There's a lot of stuff about it. It could be because like the matanos on the parochas are hemshich the matanos b'fnim. There's like a lot of interesting stuff about that, but not for now. Fine. Ktar shechavana kolim shchidis apar lo asaklom. Afal pisha chafina ba'azara tzorech pim kavodas pimu. So the Rambam quotes Rabbi Chanina and says, "Let me explain something to you. Chafina is tzorech pim." The Rambam doesn't feel the need to say that shchidis apar is tzorech pim kipim dami. Sounds like he doesn't need that to explain Rabbi Chanina. It's enough to say that chafina is tzorech pim to explain to you why the chafina will be possible. Okay, so point number one in the Rambam is clear. I don't need both to be able to spin. Okay. V'chein, says the Rambam, Se'ir sheshchato kodem matan damo shapar lo asa klum. Ula. Afal pi sheshchita ba'azara, so now he feels the need to explain shchita. Harei damo nechnas lefnim. So, for a moment, we're going to evaluate this later a little bit. Let's assume for now that the Rambam says Tzorech pnim kavodas pnim ti, and haridamo nichnas lefnim. He means to say approximately the same thing. He means to say tzorech pnim kipnim dami. This was actually when Rav Soloveitchik said there are two explanations tzorech pnim kipnim dami. This is where he got it from. Right? There's one Ram that just says tzorech pnim kipnim dami, and then the Ram says haridamo nichnas lefnim, which Rav Soloveitchik thought meant that since damo nichnas lefnim, so this is the beginning of that seder avoda, right? And Ram felt the need to tell you that maybe because that's what the chiddush of Ula is. And now since we're going to use what you said. So I was wondering, it's like, if that's true, so why did the Rambam feel the need to tell me the first thing? Like, Manaf Kamina. It's nice that it's, you know, you could have understood Rabbi Chanina that way, and maybe Rabbi Chanina himself meant it, but once we accept Ula, what do you need that one for? So, could be, for some reason, by Chafina Sektoris, you wouldn't say that. It means you have to find enough Kamina somewhere, either here or somewhere else, for the Rambam for this case. So it happens to be you just created enough Kamina for having this first in also. So that would be very nice, if it were true. Okay. So let's assume for a minute that those things are both ways of saying Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami, or at least what the Gemara calls Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami, and let's say the other thing the Gemara never actually calls Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami, but which is similar to it. So here the Rambam feels the need to explain Sir Sheshchato, right? So apparently, now it's obvious that Matan Damo Shapar is an Avodas Pnim, right? That's Pasha. It's Kodesh HaKadoshim. So even, you know, you don't need the Rambam for that. So now, it's clear also, the Rambam doesn't think that if one of them is an Avodas Pnim, that's enough. Because then, and either one is enough. Being able to him is enough. Then you wouldn't have to say that the Sir Shchato is the Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami. Because you already have the Matanos Dam Apar. It's Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami. So the only thing you're left with is that the Rambam holds that the Avodah you're doing now has to be a Tzorech Pnim. Right? That's why when he explained Tzorech Shechafana Kodem Shchita Apar, he had to say that the Chafina was a Tzorech Pnim. It didn't matter to him that the Shchita was a Tzorech Pnim or not. That doesn't matter. And when he explains Sir Shishchata called the Mount Damo Shapar, it doesn't matter that Mount Damo Shapar is Avodas Pnim. You have to say this. You have to say something. You have to entire Shchita. You have to explain why Shchita is a problem, even though it's not in the Hecha. Right? So Chora, that has to be what the Rambam means.
Is it possible to just align? I know it's not as fun, but is it possible to just align the fact that the next line can explain Shchita?
Possible. I think the Deichach is Mavur, so. I don't think I need to say anything else. Fine. Good. So if that's true, so then the Rambam would be saying something. Yeah?
This is a question for, not necessarily you. I know what you will say, and I'm perhaps sympathetic to it, but Rebbe, that, so this is against, this. What Amiam just said is against Rechaim. So Rechaim thinks that the Rambam thinks that
you'll find it. I'm sure you'll find it. I'm sure it's there. If you remember it, I'm sure it's there. Fine. So the chayas the Rambam means. Now, again, so now we have, according to the Rambam, the thing that you're doing right now has to be subject to chukah, has to be able to spin. Kilo with an Avodah Hashem.
So,
the Avodah that you're doing now, the Avodah that we're passeling, has to be Avodah Hashem, right? Right. So now...
Right, that would... Rav Chaim thinks that the Rambam thinks that they both need to be a Buddhist Kohen.
The what?
Rav Chaim thinks from the Rambam that they both need to be a Buddhist Kohen. So, I mean, it's hard to say that in light of the first din in the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't seem to be interested in explaining why the Shlita there is sort of nimdami. It sounds like all that matters is that the Fina is sort of all that matters is the thing you're doing right now is either
him
or
it's sort of him. I'm not following the question. The Rambam has two different formulations, as you correctly pointed out. One for Chafina, one for Shlita.
So, for Chafina, yes, but for Chafina, in the first case in the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't seem to the need to say that Shlita is Nimda.
Right.
So Rav Chaim thinks that the Rambam disagrees. Rav Chaim thinks that the Rambam holds that they both need to be to create a problem with the Seder, they both need to be within where it's
right.
So,
so you want to know why it should be done?
Meaning, the Rambam says, Torah Shachach Mekodashi Yitzhakar, Loas Klom, Aboki Shachin, Chachin of Azor, Torkman, Babuddha's Pnim. He doesn't sound like, from those lines around.
You have Aaron Rechai. Your Aaron is basically what Donnie and I just went back and forth about.
Yes.
Yes, Rechai assumes you need both, and I. The Lashon Rambam doesn't sound like that, and
so
he obviously had a reason
saying,
for thinking that. I'm not sure
so
what it is.
So I'm asking Reverend Zweig if he has perhaps a
Well,
a
I have a bit
tier.
Of a different spin on this, which we discussed a little yesterday, which is I think that both just have to do with the kind of Bimina Makriv. That's what constitutes, what registers to be a Shidui in Seder. And what is something that is like part of all different systems. I think that the Rambam is just saying that there could be different reasons why you have to connect what's being Shaloka Seder, right, to the things that it's disrupting so that it's a chalos for it, so it's a registers for it. So I don't think it's a din per se in being, you know, one or the other, but I think these are different ways of being mitzarev, the davar call it a mafsik or whatever it is, to the dvarim that it disrupts. Understand?
And
so therefore, the could be that there, you know, it could be that Tzorah Pnim, Kavodas Pnim, and Shchita, Apapisha Shchita, Bazara, Redomar, Nefnas, Lepnim, right, are two different, are not the same, but what they share in common is that both of them are enough of a mitzarev to constitute a disruption in the Seder Avodah.
So when I have Ketor Shachach Mekodem Shkita Safar, Kulas of Klum, so I don't need there to be any special status on the Shkita. Right? The guitarist itself is enough to cause problems in the Seder Avodah. Is that what... And he thinks that what you just said can be consistent with Rav Chaim?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
But that's a different approach.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm not going that way.
No, I'm
right
not
now.
Asking a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fine. So again, the Rambam L'chor is that what you're doing now has to be in Avodas Pnim, or Kilo Avodas Pnim because it's Tzorach Pnim Dummy or something equivalent to that. And that what would allow for is actually saying what. For whatever my opinion is worth, this is what I thought when I opened this again. Is that if it's not, you know, we've been saying this sort of convoluted explanation according to all the other Rishonim that whatever causes the Shinoi is itself puzzle, even that if that's not in the Avodas Pnim, right? So according to the Rambam, there's no need to say that. Right? You can just say, if you're doing an avodas pnim, that's in the wrong place, it's possible. Very simple. So, I haven't think that like, I'm biased, because that was my intuition when I started the sugya. But that, according to the Rambam, is definitely, it doesn't have to be, but l'chor the Rambam is saying that way, and then that's different than what all the other Rishonim were saying. Fine. Now, the problem with this is the next halacha in the Rambam, which is that the Rambam then says, Ayel v'soyer ha-musafin sh'aso son kodem avodas hayom, einon klum. If a person brings the, this is the, what's called el ha'am, but which the Rambam holds is the same, is part of the musafin. V'soyer ha-musafin, sir nasa b'chutz, if you did them before avodas hayom, einon klum. Now, there's like a couple of halachas in the Rambam. One is that there's no gemara that says this, at least not b'feirush. Figure out where the Rambam got it from, but there's no gemara that says this. But number two, if you try to put this into the category that we've been saying, this doesn't stem with the Rambam, right? Because here the Rambam is saying you did an avodas chutz early, and that's a problem. So how does that work? Chukah's not going on this. Right, so how did that happen? So, Efshar Kusha Achas Mitaretz V'Chavrta, the B'Skirov suggests, yeah, but the Rambam got this from is the later Gemara, Samach Beis Amaral, Beis, sorry. The Gemara has a Shaila, when are you chai for Shvutei Chutz on the Shnei Se'irim? So the Gemara says that Shnei Se'irim HaKippurim Sheshchotan B'Chutz Ad Shlo Higra Aleim Chayev Al Shneim Mish Higra Aleim Chayev Al Shoshim Potter Al Shalal Zazel, because Shalal Zazel is not royal Pesach HaMoy. Ad Shlo Higra Aleim Chayev Al Shneim L'may Chazu Am Rav Chista Hol V'Roy L'Sir Anase B'Chutz. Because before you do Hagrala, each one is right for the Sir Nasa B'chutz. It doesn't have to be the Sir LaShem or the Sir LaZalzel. So Gemara says, "Ma'ishan l'Sir Nasa B'fnim d'lo." So why isn't it right for the Sir Nasa B'fnim? So Gemara says, so "It's mechusar Hagrala." So Sir Nasa B'chutz nami l'chazid mechusar Avodas Hayom, and you have to do Avodas Hayom before you do the Sir Nasa B'chutz. So Kesav Rav Chista in mechusar zman l'bo b'yom. So Rav Chista holds in mechusar zman l'bo b'yom. So, the Gemara definitely in the context of Shvutei Chutz says that we don't say something's mechusar zman if it's going to be better on that day. The problem is, it's Gemara Menachos on Daf Hey that seems to say that we do say mechusar zman bo b'yom, seems to be the maskanas of Gemara. Hey Menach, going to Hey Mebis. So, not for this reason though, but the B'Shkirav quotes from Chaim that maybe the Rambam understood that Gemara which says that in mechusar zman bo b'yom on Tzav Mebis means only klapi the din of Shvutei Chutz. Right? For the purposes of Shkutei Chutz, so in Mechusas Man Vov Yom. If it'll be Roy the Pesach Ol Moy today, it's called Roy the Pesach Ol Moy. But it's Mechusas Man, it's still possible because it's Mechusas Man. Right? So, one, you're Marviach, there's no steer in the Gemara anymore. And number two, you're Marviach, that's the mucker of this Rambam. I have a Sarah Musavin Chasan Korim Vovos Hayom, Lo Asakulam, because of Mechusar Zman. Now, Mechusas Man isn't the same thing as Chukah. Potentially, it could work with different rules. There's a Taisus in Menachos on that. Hey, that seems to, or questions why you need both dinim, but doesn't have teretz, so makam inichu. So, could be that Rambam understood that the dinim mechusar zman will work even if what you're doing is not nevodas pnim. It's not chukah, it's not subject to those rules, it's a different principle. Right? Now, then you just have to figure out, okay, so what falls into that principle and what falls into chukah? Right? Now, again, I'm speculating because nobody tells me anything here, certainly not the Rambam. But it could be that the one of the chilukim is that the Ayel V'Sarah Musafin, notice that Ram doesn't say Eilo Shal Aaron over here. He only says Ayel V'Sarah Musafin. So maybe it's because Ayel V'Sarah Musafin, it's true, and even for the Rambam, where the Kohen Gadol has to do everything, and everything is integrated to some degree in that Avodas Hayom, but you know, the Rambam also, in this halacha, uses the term Avodas Hayom in contrast to Ayel V'Sarah Musafin. So they're, in some ways, not part of the Avodas Hayom. So maybe if you change the order between something that's Avodas Hayom and not Avodas Hayom, so that's a more serious disruption. That falls under Mechusar Zman. And if that, once it falls under Mechusar Zman, so it doesn't matter whether it's Avodas Pnim or not Avodas Pnim. Okay? Now that's total speculation on my part. I don't have any rights for that. Could be maybe... You could also point out that the Ayel V'Sarah Musafin are in a different tevila than the Avodas Hayom, so maybe that's a distinction. as opposed to making a shinoi within, let's say, tefillah number two, which is basically where all the avodas hayom happens, other than otzalat kaf u'machta. The har on both of those explanations is that there are other things that happen in tefillah three besides ayah v'sarah musafin, according to the Rambam. First of all, the Gemara says emuri par v'sarah nishrafim happens in tefillah number three, number one. Number two, talmid shel bein arba'im happens in tefillah number three, according to the Rambam. So how come the Rambam left those out? Right? The Rambam doesn't say that if you do the talmid shel bein arba'im before avodas hayom, eino klum. You'd have a lot of other problems. You did talmid shel bein arba'im there. You'd like be over yisurim every time you did the rest of the avodas yom kippurim because of Sayyidah Ashlamah. See, we're covering everyone's chavurah today. Right? So you, wherever you'd be over on Sayyidah Ashlamah, whatever the other din is, Aleha Hashlem. Okay. So if the Rambam meant to say that, like he left some things out. And it's not even because that happens to be the example in the Gemara, because the Gemara is only talking about the Serum itself and not the aisle. The Rambam decided to add the aisle. So once he's adding, so why do you went halfway? So I at least don't have a
clear mouth on that. What I'm saying, which is that it has to do with the level of tziruf, to particular avodas. So you might understand some of those tziruf.
Namely?
They might be in the same tefillah, but they're not really in the surah of this tefillah, because they're also, they're more concerned about things that talk to you.
Right.
You know, chakras. That isn't technically, have you mentioned that the name of the Rav or something?
I haven't gotten there yet. That's a different, it's the same Aaron, a different Torah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if it isn't a din per se, it's not a gzeres hakasuv of the same tefillah, it's a din that things in the same tefillah are more likely to register. You know, it's not just happening time-wise, out of order, but that's really constituting a hamsek or a shili b'seder, then the things that are in that same tefillah but really belong to other, that are themselves mitzvah to other parts, are not going to be a problem.
I mean, they wouldn't cause a chusur zman type of soul. They wouldn't, if you put them, quote, where they belong,
right,
but happen not to be there.
Right.
So for every reason, they're not there, but they're
right.
Not there.
Right.
Okay, maybe.
So
that's
a pass-off to understand
some of
those
people.
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Kutras says that there's a separate din of Olad, meaning in the Parshas Musafin, it says the Olad Chatasa Kippurim.
Mm-hmm.
So that to have Musafin, these Musafin, the Olad Chatasa Kippurim, you have to have had the Sierra, you have to have done the Avodas Yom first.
And it only applies to Ayel V'Sarah Musafin? I mean, it doesn't apply to, obviously doesn't apply to other musafim, which are in tefillah one, right? So why not? And maybe it's just in clearing the psukim, I don't know. I mean, I pretend to be a bakari, but I don't remember.
I don't know either. It certainly doesn't apply to Tamid.
Okay, thank you. If you could, maybe. So one of my rabbis used to say, I have to ask questions. Answers I don't need. Questions I have to ask. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Questions I have to ask. Answers. Baruch Hashem, if we have answers. Fine. So now, let's just come back a little bit to that Shino Lashon and the Rambam. The Rambam has, on Torah Shechafana Kodem, Shechitus Apar, Rambam called Tzorech Pneim Kavodos Pneim Hi, and on Sir Shechata Kodem, Matan Damo Shapar, the Rambam called that Haridamo Nichnas Leflim. So as we said, the Rosh Halechik thought that was representatively two ways of understanding Tzorech Pneim Kiptim Dami, which the Rambam thinks both are true. Maybe now we have a reason why the Rambam had to think that both are true. Basically, Mar Tzvachim. Okay, good. So that would be, that's how he understood that Shinui Lashon in the Rambam. He also quotes another explanation from his father. This is really interesting. When the Rambam says, sorry, Dami Nichlas Niftim, it's not trying to say Tzorech Pneim Kiptim Dami. Right, as we pointed out, the Gemara never says Tzorech Pneim Kiptim Dami in Ula. It just he makes a statement and that's it. So yeah, Rabbi Nochanan says Tzorech Pneim Kiptim Dami. Tosfos Shanam Lamed Tes says it means Tzorech Pneim Kiptim Dami, or it's on Daf Mem, print on Daf Mem. Tosfos Shanam Daf Mem say Tzorech Pneim Kiptim Dami, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Right? So he said maybe it's a different idea, it's a similar related idea, but not exactly what you'd call Tzorech Pneim Kiptim Dami. So maybe it means like this: Kohen Gadol had to be Nichnas Leflim four times, right? The voice is Dama Par, and Dama Sayer, and the Keturis, and Otzalas Kaf u'Machta. And let's say you would, and none of those things are consecutive. There's always something else you have to do in between those those times when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So let's say you would do something out of order such that you would circumvent the need to go in a second time. You could now take care of, you have all the parts, all the materials you need to do multiple things you're supposed to do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim together. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested that's also a psul of Shino Seder. That's Tzorech Ben Kipshim Dami. It's a similar idea that you're creating a shinoi in something bifnim, but not in the avodas pnim in the sense like now it's in the wrong time, but because you now don't have to go out in between. Okay? So, okay, you need to go look for riots for that. I didn't find any, but it doesn't mean it's wrong, but I didn't find any riots for that. So he says, if that's true, so then let's say you would shech the soyer before you do matan damo shapar. So now you have the Dhamma Sar and Dhamma Par already. So now you can take care of them together. You wouldn't have to leave to do Shechita Sapar, Shechita Sasayar, and then go back in with the Dhamma Sar. So now you've circumvented the need for going in again. If you circumvent the need for going in again, so that's the Shinoi B'Seder Avodas Hayom, and that's possible. And that's why the Rambam says, Shaharei Dhammo Nechlas Tiflin. Rambam says, the reason why this is possible is because you have to bring the Dhamma inside. Oh, and now you can bring it in earlier than you would have to. Once you have the capability, so that itself is absurd. Again, it's a chiddush. I don't know if there are riots for that. Stumbly had riots, but he's not. None of them are quoted. Fine. So let's, and that would explain why the Gemara doesn't say tzorach ben kipshim dami, because it's not really the same. It's not exactly the same rule, right? It's a different, slightly different rule. Fine. Adkan divrei av, mikan ve'ilch divrei av ben. So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe I'll be that. He can explain the Rambam in Halacha Gimel also. I have a sorry myself, and she also son korim vodas hayom ein unklum. Why ein unklum? Because if you do the I have a sorry musafin before that vodas hayom, so now when you finish that vodas hayom, you can just do otzalas kafam achta, because you don't have to go out to do eil veila to do I have a sorry musafin anymore. Adkan divrei abet. So mikan veilach divrei ni. I had an R over here, which is like. I don't know, like, sorry, it's not true, right? There's Emori Parvisar in Tefillah number 3, there's Tamash Bin Arbaim in Tefillah number 3. There's like a whole bunch of other things in Tefillah number 3 you have to do. So the fact that Ayel Vesar and Musafin were out of place doesn't circumvent the need for what's going on in Tefillah number 3. So I just think, I didn't understand, like, that extension requires understanding. So the footnote, the Rabbi Roy Khan has that, like, has that horror on the Shiram also, but I don't know what to do with it.
Some of the other things in Tefillah number 3 may be connected to Tefillah number 3 because of what the core of Tefillah number 3 is about. Or if you take away the core or make it the yutar, then it no longer has that chalos of Tefillah number 3 that makes a chaya. That's the way I would word it.
Yeah, and potentially. You just, again, it's okay to say that. We just need to find all the explanations for that. So, yeah.
You need a riot for the whole thing if you need a riot. But I'm saying if you want to know the answer, then.
Right, so Kobe, that's a. Yeah. Right, so
that
this is also good.
I would say that, yeah, when you have the integrity of Tefillah number 3 and it has its own identity, meaning its own cause, its own purpose, then.
Which you would say is.
Certain things that in theory could belong to other things, that's maybe. That's also part of Rav's view about the Avoda, so I'm saying the Rama, that the different phases of the Avoda all connect to each other in very.
Right,
specific and intentional ways.
Right. So you'd be saying that I always saw myself is the main thing, and even though
Elam
is there,
and then the Elam, those things get attached to it because of what it is.
Right.
But the point is that when you strip it of the things that give it its core identity, then you just savage the whole process.
Right. So that's
interesting.
Possible way to go. So we could go that way. Okay, I can.
Okay.
Thursday we'll find out if anything I said about Avodas are wrong. On Thursday we'll find out if anything I said about Avodas are wrong. Oh, there. Oh, something.